Westlock. The Westlock DJ facing 10 Public Health Act tickets for organizing a series of anti-COVID measures rallies across northern Alberta earlier this year that she says were motivated by love, will be back in court next month when it's expected the Crown will have a pre-trial conference date. In Westlock Provincial Court October 13, Judge Rosanna Sakamani, appearing via WebEx from St. Albert Provincial Court, agreed to set the matter over to November 3 as Specialized Prosecutions Office Prosecutor Craig Callell said he's been unable to schedule a pre-trial conference. Wednesday's adjournment was the 7th. Peterson, who's not represented by a lawyer, faces 10 PHA 73.1 tickets for contravening an order of the Medical Officer of Health, specifically in relation to mass gatherings. Each ticket carries a specified fine of $1,000, plus a 20% victim fine surcharge. A pre-trial conference is normally held between lawyers and a judge on cases that will last more than a day. On September 8, Callell said if this goes to trial he's expecting it to last 8 days as the police recorded all these rallies so there's just a huge amount of evidence. At this time all individuals who have been charged with offenses similar to yours must have a pre-trial conference with a judge, Judge Sakamani told Peterson. And the purpose of the pre-trial conference is to try and decide, sometimes it's resolution. And sometimes it's to decide how efficiently it can be scheduled for trial. Peterson told the judge she still hasn't received full disclosure and wants the results of an investigation by Alberta Chief Medical Officer Dina Hinshaw that confirmed COVID-19 was present in Alberta and constituted a public health emergency. At the September 8 court appearance, Callell told the judge Brian Fraser that Peterson was requesting the Crown make some information available that she says is first-party disclosure, while he contends it's third-party. I'm seeking the results of that investigation and in my interactions with Mr. Callell he has expressed resistance to giving me the information I seek, said Peterson, before she was cut off by Judge Sakamani who replied, I invite you to raise this issue with Judge Charles Donald Gardner in the pre-trial conference and then he'll give you both direction. Peterson, who made her five-minute court appearance over the phone, also took the opportunity to state her motivation for the past rallies was love. Peterson has previously stated on social media she has zero intention of paying any of these fines and claims she hasn't broken any laws. While her tickets are for anti-COVID-19 measures rallies in Westlock February 11 and February 25, plus a series of others across the region in Athabasca, Barrhead, Bonnyville and Lac La Biche, Peterson has continued to host Freedom Rallies and Church in the Park events and was most recently seen on TV and social media heckling healthcare workers during a rally at an Edmonton area hospital. During an April 8 webcast dubbed the Thursday Fastball with Krusty Canuck, Peterson claimed she was unafraid of the authorities and said, if you want to put me in jail, go ahead. I'd rather not go to jail, but I'm in a sense prepared to if that's what this is going to come to. I haven't had a chance yet to speak to the charges against me, but I just want to mention to you and in general to all persons interested that the activities I was involved in were motivated by love, said Peterson at her October 13 court appearance. I love people and I love my fellow man. I just want people to understand that. It's not meant to cause any harm and from what I can tell no harm was caused by the activities I was involved in. Replied Judge Sakamani. You, as every other person who comes before the court, on a docket day, doesn't really speak. You won't speak to these matters until you have your day in court. George Blaise, Town and Country Today.com.